Okay, let's unpack this. Think back to the old media model. It was, essentially a controlled reservoir. Access to the water was expensive, heavily regulated.
Yeah, like carefully metered out by industrial gatekeepers.
Exactly. You had to pay a toll to buy the record, get the book, or see the movie. But today, that dam has completely burst.
Totally birthed.
You are standing in the middle of a digital tsunami, and figuring out how we survive this flood is our exact mission on today's deep dive into the Flooded Era report. I mean, the water is everywhere, it's rising, and your attention is the only life raft keeping you afloat.
Right. And to really understand how those old economic models broke, we have to, quantify the sheer volume of this tsunami. The numbers for 2025 are just staggering.
Oh, I bet. What are we looking at?
Well, there are now 253 million music tracks hosted on audio streaming services. And they're adding, get this, 106,000 new songs every single day.
Wait, 106,000 daily.
Every single day. And it isn't just music either. Over 4 million books were published in the U.S. in a single year, and YouTube Shorts is hitting 200 billion daily views.
Which effectively means human curation is like mathematically impossible at this point. We just have to rely on algorithms to sort it. But wait, I have to push back here.
Sure, go for it.
Haven't we been begging for democratized creative tools for decades? I mean, anyone can make a song or publish a book now. Why is that suddenly a bad thing for you and me?
It's a fair question, but
Because it kind of feels like printing millions of lottery tickets. Like, sure, everyone gets a ticket, but since the prize pool hasn't changed, your odds of actually winning anything just plummeted to near zero.
that is exactly the issue. The rate of content creation has completely decoupled from our physical capacity to consume it. That massive oversupply is exactly why democratized tools led to a structural collapse in creative incomes.
Because of the AI element, right?
Right. We're seeing this flood of AI, slop acting as cognitive pollution, just drowning out everything else. And because platforms like Spotify pool their subscription money, every synthetic track an AI generates actually dilutes the royalty pool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a zero-sum game, and the AI is taking the chips. Consequently, a staggering 88% of songs fail to even hit Spotify's 1,000 stream payout threshold.
So nobody is making money. I mean, the median creator income has dropped to just $3,000 a year, while the top 1% hoards all the wealth.
It's incredibly skewed.
And here's where it gets really interesting. The bitter irony of this whole thing is that as technology finally allows us to create infinite content, the creators themselves go broke. The market price for creative work is being driven straight to zero.
What's fascinating here is how the legal battles are responding to this shift. Like, take the Cadre v. Meta lawsuit.
Right, the AI training one.
Yeah. The core of that dispute revolves around a concept called market dilution.
So, wait, they aren't arguing that the AI is like stealing one specific copyrighted book?
No, not exactly. It's more that it's polluting the overall market with so much cheap supply that human work becomes inherently worthless.
Ah, that makes sense. Human effort is just drowned out by volume.
Precisely. Because content is now effectively free, creators must shift their strategy. They have to monetize the one thing AI cannot generate, which is genuine human connection.
Right.
The report calls this moving into the intent economy by building a community flywheel. So instead of paying for algorithms to push content to strangers, creators build a core group of fans.
Okay, break that down for me.
Well, those fans tell the creator exactly what they intend to buy or need solved. The creator makes it, and the community funds it directly.
Ah, so it's a closed, self-sustaining loop. The real-world examples from the report are great for this, like professional photographers.
Oh, yeah, perfect example.
Because you can't just sell a generic digital photo file anymore. I mean, an AI can generate a perfect one for free. So they pivoted to high-touch, face-to-face sessions and actually saw a 20% revenue jump.
Right, because they aren't just selling an image anymore.
Exactly. They're selling the experience. The new premium product is this human signal.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, solving a specific problem for you, the consumer, outranks mass virality. Brands and creators are realizing they need to target specific communities, find out what people actually need in a real moment of life, and offer that authentic connection.
So, what does this all mean for us? I guess it means the future of the creative economy isn't about making more media, it's about becoming a curator of meaning.
Exactly. The most scarce, valuable resource on the planet isn't a blockbuster movie or a hit song anymore. It is your biological capacity to pay attention. Your focus is finite.
Which leaves me with this final thought for you to chew on. You are the scarce resource now. If your daily cognitive focus is the literal fuel keeping this $1.3 trillion creator economy afloat, at what point should you demand a direct financial cut just for looking at the screen?
That is a wild thought to end on.
Right. Keep your head above water out there in the digital tsunami.